My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
And I want to get to this in just a second. We do have the Northeast Ohio Transportation blog has written another piece saying that the clock expires on keeping the Browns downtown. You guys know we've been talking a lot about the stadium. Do you move to Brook Park? And part of this, the verbiage is the city offered up Burke Lakefront Airport. Unfortunately, that did not fit the timeline for the Browns. So we've got seemingly more evidence. It looks like the Browns will be moving long-term to Brook Park. We will be talking, by the way, with Daryl Ryder about the latest report here. His reporting has been spot on with everything. That's coming up at 6 o'clock today. It's a football Friday. I'm not saying, listen, I thought the most interesting thing about that is that at the Combine, everything was leaning towards Joe Flacco came back, and then from then in between free agency and then, he didn't come back, obviously.
I looked at it like this, and I think we're very naive. And this is the game I really don't like playing. Like, we got to understand that, like, you know, what has transpired here and understand what the circumstances are. In this city, we went through 1-31. We drafted Baker Mayfield, who was probably one of the most, in the beginning, one of the most well-beloved Cleveland Browns to ever put a jersey on. Baker Mayfield has a cult following. Like at a certain point in time, there were people I heard that I worked with that said when Baker was leaving to go to Carolina, that they were going to get Baker Mayfield jerseys in Carolina and root for the Panthers. And these guys covered.
It wasn't me, by the way. Just so you know,
He was already there. That was a red herring. We're not talking about Nick Wilson, but it's crazy that. That's how polarizing Baker was. And so when you have the backdrop of Baker leading the game against the Steelers, you know, opening the beer coolers, that whole thing, and then he's somehow jettisoned and people thought this was your franchise quarterback, you have to realize of what Deshaun Watson is coming into. So now you have allegations, you got $230 million guaranteed, and the fact that it's been reported that he turned the Browns down the first time. You know what that means here. If you don't want to be here, Nick, you better have a loyalty test in the city of Cleveland. Now, Flacco, he gets hurt, he plays, and the worst thing that could have happened, I guess for him being anointed as a guy that people love in the city, is Joe Flacco comes in and throws for 300 yards and the offense looks like, wow, where was this at? They go to the playoffs. There is no way that you could have theoretically brought back Joe Flacco and had Deshaun Watson. Now, people say, for right or wrong, well, I want a guy that wants to compete. I want a guy. You got to realize what they were trying to do with him. They were trying to rehabilitate him mentally and physically. And Joe Flacco being there, in my opinion, was a no-win situation, especially if he played bad.
I always understood that point. That's probably a pretty strong indictment on Deshaun. And where he was at, if that is the truth, though.
Yeah.
Like, if they said, we're going to bring him back, and then whether it's Deshaun's folks or whether it's they just decided, hey, internally, we can't do this, or maybe they decided, we're going to take the offense, Joe doesn't fit it anymore, however you slice it, whatever changed your decision, in hindsight, does look pretty foolish because of where you are now. But I continue to say, that's one sin. The then sin to come out and to put what they put out on the field, which the promised offense is, we're going to try and marry what Kevin likes to do, which I'm sick of hearing. I like to do a lot of things, all right? There's a lot of things I like to do. I'm a grown-ass man. there are things I have to do.
Oh, you better do
to keep this job, to keep my family. Like, I'm sick of this idea. Well, it's what like Kevin likes to do. But anyways, it was Kevin's offense meets the Houston offense, right? The Bill O'Brien, some spread concepts, some of the stuff they did in New England, and we haven't seen it. I see shades of Kevin's offense. I see shades of ideas of what they want to do. But everyone's out here playing film store detective. And, this guy's open. This guy's open. And just putting it all on Deshaun. And what kills me about it is, and I'll be honest with you, it was listening to Ken this morning. I actually want to thank Ken because I have been spinning my wheels just infuriated at people constantly. All roads lead back to Deshaun. I'm not telling you this is salvageable anymore. I'm not telling you, Philadelphia, there's a game. Go throw for 300 yards. Change the conversation. The conversation's the same. The play cannot be defended. But to put it all on that, if we keep just putting it all on Baker Mayfield or Deshaun Watson, we're just going to be here again with a new quarterback.
That's it.
Like, this is about, and dude, you face it every day. You're a married man, right? I'm a married man. We're both guys in specific professions that you got to walk a certain line to stay employed and to be productive and happy and all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So when it comes down to it, when I screw up, I got to own it. And it's weird how they're seeing.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Seems to be, in terms of externally, a lack of culpability of, hey, maybe it is just Joe Woods. Hey, maybe it is just Baker. Hey, maybe it is. And nobody's caught on to this thinking of, well, are we getting better or are we scapegoating? Because sometimes they're the same damn thing.
This is why you know what? You're talking right now. You're preaching right now because I've always said it before. We can even take it back a bit further. When they had to get rid of Odell Beckham Jr. because they had pictures of him saying he was open. We're going to cut him. Okay. You had to cut him. You had issues in the locker room after that with Jarvis Landry, right? Then you get the Baker situation where Baker's like, I'm going to have elective surgery. You go all the way through these scenarios, and we continue the Joe Woods situation. Then it's Deshaun Watson. Then we get here. At what point in time does your head coach bear any responsibility for anything? And now the ridiculous talking point is this. Well, it's the Haslams. The Haslams won't let him make any decisions. Mm-hmm. They won't let him change the offense. They won't let him take Deshaun out. They won't let him pick the color of the jerseys. He's just here, and Kevin Stefanski is an innocent bystander. And by the way, if he gets fired today, someone would hire him tomorrow. If that was the case, let me ask you a question. If Kevin Stefanski was so hireable and this was what it was going to be, why is it that when this was presented to him at his contract extension, which took a long time to get, why would you not have those said things in writing, those said things in concrete that, hey, if I take this job, I want the ability to play the quarterback I want. I want to run my offense. I choose the X, Y, and Z. Why is it that he signed up for a job where he knew he didn't have that ability to make these calls?
So I think what you're pointing at is something that can open my eyes to, because I've said it sure seems like we're just, okay, yeah, Kevin's been bad, but look over here. Oh, yeah, but this hasn't worked, but look over here. And Ken put it in a way that actually kind of broke my brain in a good way earlier today.
Nick is right about it being an organizational decision.
That's not the one.
That's not the issue, though. The issue is, does he have any say in the matter at all? That's the issue that people are having. That's the question that really can't be answered. And because it's not clear that he has any say whatsoever in who plays or Deshaun Watson playing. That is what's drawing the ire of the fans. Because I think in a lot of ways, like, yes, there has been, because they're 1-4, the vocal minority has started to raise their pitchforks again towards Kevin Stefanski, but they were gone for a good long time, except in certain pockets. Now, I think a lot of people are going, hey, if you had to ask a question to trust, far more people trust Kevin Stefanski than what they do the quarterback here. And when you are being told, or you are wondering, that the coach has no power whatsoever on who starts on Sunday at the most important position, that tends to lead a lot of people to think some really bad things about the team.
So the line, the coach has no power, that, thank you, Ken, for spelling it out for me. I cannot abide that. I get that Kevin might not have as much power as, like Mike, maybe what Mike Vrabel had in Tennessee for a couple of years. Mm-hmm. I have no doubt that Ken, that the power dynamics here are different because the owner's super involved. Paul DePodesta is a weird Svengali creature that we don't quite know what he does. But like this idea that Kevin has no say or that Kevin has no power is an absolute cop-out to hold anybody, including the head coach of a football team. If Kevin had no power, he would have lost the locker room far before maybe the last five games.
It's one of those things where it's all like, I don't know if people think this. At the rate that things are going, if you want to believe that Kevin Stefanski can just continually run out the same thing, don't change anything with the playbook, don't change anything with the coordinator or the quarterback, and the Browns have a terrible season and they win 3, 4 games, 5 games. I hope you know that that's not going to be a valid excuse when you go into the owner's office. Because here's the thing. At that point, you're looking at, in the face, a rebuild. You're looking right in the mouth of a rebuild. And if you are ownership, you're going to say, well, I got Myles Garrett coming in here telling me to get me up out of here. I got Denzel Ward rethinking things. We might need to go get a new quarterback, but do I trust the fact that you guys have kind of bungled the last two?
Well, let's just be honest here. Kevin Stefanski seems to be turning into Paul DePodesta. Nobody, when it's good, Kevin gets credit.
Coach of the year.
But nobody knows what he does when things break down. Well, the locker room. Well, but it's a leadership, right? Oh, but it's the players lead the way. Okay. Well, on-field discipline. Well, you know what? Again, like that's kind of on the coordinators, right? Okay, the quarterback decision. That's the Haslams. Okay, so I'm supposed to believe that Kevin Stefanski is just a good-looking Manchurian candidate. He just shows up and says, what do I do today, guys? Because that is another thing. I'll give you he might not have as much power as other coaches. I'm not giving you he has no power, and he has no say over leadership, over the quarterback decision, over individual decisions. Like, at some point, if he doesn't have the power, then get his ass out of here and find somebody who has and is comfortable with those powers.
I mean, Ken Dorsey was hired here. I don't think Ken Dorsey, look at his face when Kevin Stefanski came out and said he was going to call the plays. You think Ken Dorsey knew he was going to call? He came in here fully understanding and thinking, hey, they just got rid of the last guy who you scapegoat. By the way, I find that very peachy. How is it that you win the coach of the year for the job that you did with your team and the offense and 5 quarterbacks, but somehow the offensive coordinator who didn't call plays got fired in the same season? How is that possible?
Well, no, Kevin didn't even do that. Oh, that was also ownership.
Okay.
I guess Kevin just gets macchiatos. I guess he just sits there looking good. Like, I don't know. I'd love this job. If I could get paid, like, I don't know, $10 million to be the meat shield and just show up and go, what are we doing today, guys? I could go for it. I am available. If Kevin doesn't want to do it, I'll be your Manchurian candidate. Jason Pinkston next on 92.3 The Fan.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com